Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Really Love Live. You know how we doing it. I got my bro here, Marcus, bro. We just going to be interviewing him. He's an upcoming designer, local RVA designer and shit, trying to make it out, bro. Trying to make it out the hood, you feel me, bro? He got big things going on. So I'm going to just start off this interview. He online right now, so I'm going to start off this interview with just asking this basic shit, like where he's from, who he is, and stuff like that. I'm going to ask him 20 questions, like 10 questions about him, and I'm going to ask him some 5 random questions. I'm going to put him in a hot spot, bro. 10-5 random-ass questions he don't have to answer. He don't know what they are, bro. But he going to have to answer them any way he wants. So I'm going to just start it off real quick. So first question is just, who are you? You can say anything you want. Like, who are you? Like,
Marcus Nguyen, fashion designer. Yeah.
I feel that. So you from Richmond though, right? Like you was born and raised here?
Nah, I'm from Long Beach, California.
Oh, he from Cali. I ain't even know that. Okay. So how different, like you lived in Cali for a long time?
Yeah, until I was like 8.
It's way different, ain't it, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I went to Cali before, but I was just in San Fran. Like, I didn't get to go to L.A. or, like, Long Beach or nothing. Like, San Fran's still sweet, though, but, like...
Yeah, San Fran lit. You need to go to L.A., though.
Yeah, I was trying to, but it's so far from L.A.
Yeah. All right, so
like, we're going to do a little quick rundown real quick. So, like, tell people what your brand is and stuff like that, what you got going for it real quick.
Brand, go by many names because I haven't found a definite name. But the base is Rain. Go by Rain, Rain 88, Gone, Rain, G-O-N. Let's go on and on.
Okay, I feel that. So what inspires you the most? Like, who are your role models in, like, any society? Like famous people, celebrities, it could be like someone you're close to, your friends, like who inspires you the most?
For real, the people that inspire me the most are the locals.
Yeah,
like
I feel that.
Rappers, like even other designers, like Ray Banks.
Okay, Ray, stay out there.
He come with some heat. Lil Percy, he a rapper, but... He's one of
like,
my best friends.
See, that's what people in Richmond got to start doing more. We got to start supporting
exactly.
each other more.
I was like, talking about that like last week.
Yeah, cause like if you look at NY, like that's a big ass crab bucket, you know.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? And then like RVA, I don't know what the fuck we trying to be, but like we a crab bucket too. We can't be a crab bucket. We a little enough.
We're
not that
fighting
much people.
Each other.
Yeah, like, not that much people trying to, like, get out of here, like, trying to actually be, like, more and more people trying to be designers and artists and all that type of stuff, but, like, everyone trying to pull each other down. Like, it's a crab bucket here, too, which I don't think is good, because in New York, at least you could still, like, make it, because there's so many people trying to do it, but in here, it's just, like, it's not that big enough of a city to be a fucking crab, like, trying to pull someone down. Both y'all ass ain't gonna make it that way, bro. You wild.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so when did you realize you wanted to become a designer though? Like at what age? Like did any situation happen where you wanted to be like you was just like, yo, this is what I really want to do. Like this is what I really want to do in my future and shit like that.
I think it was like 9th, 10th grade, but I was still plotting on it. Like in middle school, I was plotting on it. But 9th and 10th grade, I was like, oh, you know what? Let me dip and dab in this. In this category, see how I like it.
This category. Like, fuck it, bro. I ain't trying to be no doctor. Get the hell out of
exactly.
here. That's what I always thought, too. Like, I can't have no... I've always said this. Like, I can't have no born-ass desk job. Like, I'd rather be, like... Now, I ain't gonna say struggling, but I'd rather do what I love and make, like, money enough for me to be straight than be, like, rich and miserable, like, every day doing the same shit, wearing the same clothes to work. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's not me.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Like, I'd rather wake up every morning, be happy to wake up and go to work, be happy to do what I do, and make, like, say, like, 50K 70K rather than, like, wake up and be like, hey, hon, I'm going to fucking work. Tell the kids stop shitting in the fucking toilet and not flushing it. And shit like that, and you making, like, 100K, you just miserable. Like,
yeah.
I can't fade that. That's not me.
Nah,
but,
that ain't me either.
Yeah, I mean, but some people is like that. It's okay. I'm just saying that's not me. Like,
yeah, I'm not going to knock their hustle.
Yeah, I'm not going to knock their hustle.
It's not for me. I can't do that.
Yeah. All right, so what fashion style do you – well, hold up. What inspires your designs? Like, when you designing, like, do you, like, look at, like, fashion as a whole? Like, what surrounded you with, like, what people's wearing or, like, what they want? Like, what they want? Like, what inspires your designs?
What inspires my designs? I don't look what's around me because
yeah.
It's only, like, a slight few people that actually is, like, putting in work. Other people are just graphic designing. Like you actually, like, stepped out the box and did something that wasn't, like, normal. Like, you actually, like, painting on a hat. Like, I didn't see that in a while, but people
yeah.
are graphic designing. I'm not going to knock their hustle. That's supposed to be both. That's them. That's their moneymaker, but that's just not for me. But for real, I look like what's outside the box. I look outside of Virginia.
Yeah, so, like, do you, like, look at someone, like, say, like, people in New York doing their shit, or, like,
yeah.
people, like high design brands, like, maybe, like, Virgil and his shit, or, like, and look at them and, like, what ASAP wearing and just kind of, like, get inspired by them, or, like, do you just basically, like, just be sitting in your bed one night and be like, yo, this shit would be tight as a bitch, and just, like, start, like, thinking about it and shit like that?
It's half of that, just me sitting in my bed, just thinking of
yeah.
all stuff. But the other
yeah.
half is like, this is one brand in London. It's called Annie Hood. I don't know if
bro,
you know it.
Yo,
but,
people in Paris and Europe, bro,
yes.
they shitting on us, bro. They shitting all over.
Yes.
Dog,
America lacking.
Europeans are like the freshest people I've ever seen. Like, them,
yes.
they be OD with the fashion. Like, we ain't shit compared to them. Like, if I went over there thinking I was fresh, bro, they probably clown my ass. Like, what the fuck is he wearing? Like, this motherfucker think he sweat up and down. He fresh. This motherfucker
yeah.
whack. I'll fuck around, get my heart broke. Fuck around, be like, well, looks like I ain't never coming back here.
I fly right back. I ain't getting clown.
Yeah.
But for real, Annie Hood lit. Like, I get most of my inspiration from them.
Yeah, I feel that. Because, like, sometimes me, like, I like to put, like, designs that have, like, kind of, like, a deeper meaning to it. And it's kind of,
yeah.
like, yeah. And then sometimes I'll just be, like, not even, like, I ain't going to say laying in my bed, but, like, I'll just be thinking, you know what I'm saying? I'll just be like, yo, this would be mad dope, I think. Like,
yeah,
and just, like,
true.
Try to, like, design it or, like, come up with a way to make it, like, come to life and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like...
Yeah.
What fashion style do you prefer? Like, you know, there's many different fashion styles. So, like, how would you categorize your brand and, like, what your style is personally, like, individually, like, how you dress and shit?
One thing, I don't dress how I design. I am, like, such a boring dresser. I joggers, Nike runners, slides, but
I feel that though. That should be, I know you be comfortable as a bitch. My ass be trying to breathe in that skinny ass jeans. Like, fuck it, bro.
Bro, I can't do that no more.
Yeah, I mean, that shit, bro. I remember in like seventh grade, bro, when like the new boys came out. The new boys came out, they really put skinny jeans on, bro. I ain't even gonna lie. Like,
but they put skinny
out
on the map, bro.
Bro, I used to be at social, like, I used to go to Hot Topic, cop a pair of Social Collisions. Them bitches used to be hugging the fuck out my calves. I could have swore I was fresh as a bitch. Like, straight leggings bruh. On, bro. Like, damn, like, why are they so tight? Like, I thought that shit was the coolest.
I had these white skinnies, bro, that I thought I was the flyest dude in the school. Like, no one could tell me nothing, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Social collisions, bro. You know, them joints used to be colored too. Like, you'd have, like, the red
For
tinted
real.
joints, the purple joints. Like, what the fuck is going on, bro? But I ain't even going to knock them, bro. They just, like, put skinnies on a map and just faded.
Yeah,
bro. They, I don't know what the hell they doing now.
They chilling, bro. They getting money. I looked them
yeah,
up the
I
other
believe
day.
It
like,
on
they
the low.
Getting money.
I believe it on the low. Cause
like,
them
songs they put out, they still getting plays, bro. And they getting money off that.
Because they got, bro, I ain't gonna lie, their second album, I listened to that shit. It was all right, but they had a song with
yeah.
Big Sean and everything.
Yeah.
And if you listening right now, I know y'all, bro, everybody who listens don't never do this shit, but I always say it, bro. If you listening right now, bro, post this shit on your social media, on your Facebook
yeah,
or your Bebo, whatever you got, bro.
MySpace, bro.
MySpace. Fuck it. eHarmony.com. Post it on anything, bro. I'm out here trying to make it, like, fuck Sway. Like, Sway don't got shit on me,
bro. Bro, this, bro, you could go a long way with this. Like, if you could, like, get some money off this, rent a studio, get some chairs, some cameras, this would, like, go a long way.
They got, yeah, bro, they got one at, like, fucking VCU. Like, they got a little student radio shit, but I ain't do that. Like, I'd rather do
you,
this.
You could shoot it in the Infinity Room. That's a perfect what? Background.
You got what?
You can shoot in the Infinity Room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a perfect place to shoot it. All
right, so I got, like, three more questions for you, bro, and then we're going to go into the funny questions. Going to have y'all all weak right. for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Going to give him his time to shine, say some funny shit. All right, so, like, what is the hardest part about, like, designing for you? What is the hardest part?
Designer block. Yeah,
like just not knowing what to make or whatever.
Nah, I went on like a 2-3 month hiatus from doing like everything, and I just started back up like last night. Cause I was just like, you know what? Let me actually like get back on my hustle. Let me actually do my thing.
Yeah, bro. I've been doing that too. Like for me, I don't know, bro. Like I just need to settle down and focus on, like, one thing, because my ass be trying to do everything. Like, I'm fucking Kanye West. Or, like, Childish Gambino. Like, my ass be trying to do everything. Like, I don't know who the fuck I think I am.
Open all your doors.
You
said
what?
Open all your doors. You might find something. You never know.
Yeah. I feel that, too, though. So, like, what about, like, the actual, like, process? So you actually design the clothes yourself, like you like sew them and shit?
Yeah,
I feel that. So like, is it like, did it come like when you first started sewing, did it come like naturally, kind of like you was just like, oh yeah, this shit a buck, like this shit easy, or like you was struggling and shit sometimes, like was it hard?
I was struggling at the beginning because I kept messing up
lopsided t-shirts,
like,
and shit, bro.
Yeah. Like, I tried to make a pair of shorts, and I just messed it all up. Like, the whole, like, centerpiece, like, ripped when I was walking. And it was just a disaster. So, came back.
I got a sewing machine, but that shit, like, a weak-ass sewing machine. I ain't even use it yet. Like, that's like a goddamn Fisher-Price sewing machine I got, bro. Alright, so, like, describe the goal for your brand. Like, what is the end goal for your brand? Like, what do you see it? Like, what do you want for it in the future? Like, what do you want people to talk about it? Like, how you want it to be and shit like that?
I wanted to make it out. Like, not be overlooked. Like, I don't want to be local. I'm not knocking being local, but...
Yeah, I feel that. That's the like, same thing with me, too.
Yeah, like, not be local. Want to make it up. But, because if Pusha T can do it.
Yeah, Pusha T rap, too, though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You got the R2, though, bro, so.
Yeah. I'm going to start rapping, though. I'm going to start rapping.
You're going to start Lars, bro.
I'm gonna,
that's the way to go.
I'm
going to
come out the cut.
Start spitting them fucking bars, them Timmy Turners, bro. Alright, so where do you see yourself in the future? Like 5 years from now, what do you see yourself doing? What do you see yourself being, like, as a designer, just individually, stuff like that?
Traveling.
Traveling, like going back to LA anytime soon, like.
Yeah, you going to
Cali, New York, like.
Yeah, go all them places. If they want me there, I'm gonna be there. Go to fashion, like being fashion shows and all that.
I feel that. So I'm gonna give you some time, like after like the interview, to plug in anything, like talk about like what you got coming out, like what you got preparing for the future for us and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like just plugging in shit.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm gonna do that at, like, the very end. I got you with that. I'm gonna give you your time. All right, so last question, bro. This is an important question for everybody who loves fashion. Everybody who's a designer, like, there's many different definitions for this. But what does fashion mean to you?
God damn.
Yeah, bro. That deep question, bro.
Yeah.
It's a simple but deep question, bro. You can answer it however you want.
Means stepping out your comfort zone, actually expressing yourself in and out.
I feel that. That's some real shit, bro.
Fashion to me is not a physical thing, it's a mental thing.
Yes, sir, but like some people be knocking fashion too, like, bro, like,
yeah.
Without fashion, you would be walking outside butt ass naked, like, like, you need fashion to live, like, you gotta put clothes on your body.
Yes.
Like, it's,
people
it's,
be knocking Fila, bro. Bro, I went in the Urban Outfitters yesterday.
Hey, bro, Fila be having some sweet shit now.
I went in the Urban Outfitters yesterday. Fila had some heat in there, bro. And I was like,
they trying to make a comeback and shit.
Yes, but I would start rocking Fila again. I would bring that back. No joke.
Yeah, bro, I would too. Like, it just gotta be something sweet as a bitch for me too. Like, I can't pay no like amount of money for it either. It gotta be like in the right price range. Cause I ain't finna drop like 50 for a Fila shirt, bro. Like, I'll drop like 15, but I ain't dropping above 50 Fila shirt, bro. Okay.
That Coogee sweater, that was heat.
Yeah.
That you got, that was
heat. Yeah, I got that shit from round 2. I got a Coogee sweater from round 2.
Bro,
that
you was on the show.
Yeah, I know. I was on the show. I got that junk. My little Sean, I was on the round 2 show. Anybody, hey, I'm mad ugly too. Like, I came in that bitch. I was low key hyped. They had the camera out. I was like, oh yeah, I'm about to finesse this bitch. I had that big ass Tommy jacket on, bro. I barely wear it. I be rocking that shit. Like, I be wearing it sometimes, but yeah. All right, so now I'm gonna put you in a hot spot, bro. You got 5 random questions to answer, bro. Answer them any way you want. If you don't want to answer them, you a lame, bro. You got to answer them.
All right, bro. All right.
And they nothing too personal either. Like, who was the last person you fucked and nothing like that. It ain't nothing like that. This is talking about some people fucking, though. So, like, but no personal shit. Like, all right, so first question. If you could kill any famous person, who would it be and why?
If I could kill what?
If you could kill any famous person, like any celebrity, who would it be and why?
Designer.
Chill, bro. He talking about Timmy Turner with the burner. He need to be talking about Marcus with the
bro. I hated that freestyle, but that dude is so trash.
Yo, fuck with him, bro.
No, not at all.
Alright, so like, why would you kill him though? Like, you wouldn't just like knock his ass out one time. You would
like erase him from the earth. Like,
hey, bro, he is ugly too. Like, his nose, his nostrils was wide ass open. I was getting uncomfortable. I was like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, I could smell him sniffing my soul out. I was like, yo, dog, this is not big as fuck. Like, what is?
Bro, they made a meme of him saying he looked like Sheen from
Yeah,
Jimmy
I know.
Neutron.
I've seen that. He do look like Sheen, bro. He do look like Sheen. All right, I got another question for you. Hold on real quick. I'm just posting on Instagram. You know, I got to do this throughout the show, but link in bio. We live. We live.
I feel you. I feel you.
All right, so second question. If Nicki Minaj said you could fuck, but you had to eat her ass first, would you do it, bruh?
No, I don't do that.
You wouldn't eat her ass, bro?
No.
Hey, I'm going to just go out on a limb right now, bro. I might have to eat her ass, bro.
I can't do that. I cannot do that.
Bro, the thing is, she ain't never going to talk about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't never going to be like, yo, this random dude just ate my ass.
You never know, bro. You never know.
I mean,
know.
Either way, I ain't going to tell her my name or nothing. I'm going to brag to my friends, like, yo, I fuck Nicki Minaj. Like, I don't got to tell them I ate her ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people would be honored to eat her ass, too. Like,
I know a couple people that do that. I'm not going to lie. I ain't going to say that. They be having
a bib on and everything, bro, just going in there.
Nah, they be going raw dog up in there.
Hey, straight chocolate face, bro.
Bro, straight chocolate face shirt off, bro. I'm not even joking. All
right, bro. Third question, bro. Have you ever slapped a hoe? like just a hoe, bro. Like a hoe at school, a hoe on the streets, nothing. Like, just like you a hoe and just slapped her. Like, have you ever did that, bro?
Nah.
Would you like?
I've wanted to, though. I've wanted to, though. Like, at Veronica. Yes, at Veronica,
like,
they be pressing you.
You said where?
At Verona.
Oh, shit. Everyone, if anybody from Verona fucking watch, you better watch out, bro. You a hoe, you might get slapped, dog. If you listening, you might get slapped, bro.
Nah. I'm a miss that school. I hated it, but I missed it.
Oh, yeah, you did graduate. For everyone who ain't know, my man, an alumni now. He in the real world. He graduated. Life is about to hit him hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro.
Welcome to the real world, bro.
I knew I was growing up when I went to Kroger's, and I got a Kroger's discount card. I was like, nah.
What the fuck? All right. I'm about to end in like 7 minutes, but I still got these questions for you, bro. What would you do if you turned into a blueberry? How would your life be, bro?
A blueberry,
bro. No, a blueberry. Like, if you just woke up one morning and you looked in the mirror and you was just a blueberry, like on some Willy Wonka type shit.
Bro, for real, bro. I'd be lit because I love blueberries.
No, you
I
can't eat yourself, though.
Bro, I know. But I'd be lit, though. Like, that, bro.
How would
I'd
you
be
go
lit.
About your day? Like, how would you survive? You know, because people going to want to put you in shit.
I put myself in the refrigerator, keep myself cool, so I don't go bad.
Yo, fuck the week. All right, someone wanted to ask you a question. I got time for it at the end. All right. This is the last question, bro. This shit kind of funny, bro. This shit kind of political, but everybody gonna want to hear this. If you walked in your house and saw Donald Trump drinking your milk and cooking pancakes at 1 a.m., what would you do?
I'll let him do it.
What? Like,
I would,
bro, you weren't invited or nothing. Like, you just came into your house, bro. Like, you just walked in your house, bro, was drinking your milk, and cooking pancakes, bro. Where the fuck you find a pancake mix, bro?
Bro, Donald Trump is, like, one of the most untouchable people. Like,
dog,
if I say
fuck
get
his
it,
ass up.
Bro, I would not do that. Because he got lawyers. Out the pocket, but he was to be in your own house.
I feel that, bro. All right, so if I ever came in my house at 1 a.m. and seen this motherfucker drinking my milk, bro, I'd be like, yo, put that shit down, bro. What you doing? What you doing?
I'd be like, hey,
yeah.
He know about me. He know
but
about
then,
me.
But afterwards, I'd be like, yo, them pancakes better hit, so you want to fucking cook pancakes, so them bitches better hit, let me get one, bro. Dead ass, if this shit hit, I'm voting for your ass regardless. Like, if this shit hit, bro, I'm Donald Trump all the way, like.
I'm weak.
All right, so this is a question that someone asked on Instagram for you, bro. And it's a, hold up, where is shit at, bruh? Alright, it says, what the fuck? Oh, it's a, ask him about the rain windbreakers. Like, you got rain windbreakers coming out.
I know who this is, bro. Shout out my dude, Devin, bro.
Oh, what's up, Devin, bro? You can be on the show if you want to, bro.
he been waiting for him. But it coming not this winter. No, I take that back. Possibly this winter.
Yeah.
But if not, more than definitely next winter.
All right, I feel
so
that.
I'm coming out with more heat.
Yeah, all right, we got like 4 minutes left, so I'll leave that. Anyone who want to call in this, like call in or something like that, who's listening, you can call in and ask a question to like either one of us, anything about that. And then, yeah, so you got this time to plug into like what you got coming out and shit like that, like what you get planning for your brand and stuff. So you can go ahead, bro. All
right.
Make that shit lit.
Starting off soon, this summer, dropping a couple pieces. In a couple weeks, I'm going to be dropping some hats, khaki hats with some orange font on them. I'm not going to say what's on it, but the font going to be orange.
Okay, I feel that.
After that, probably late July, some tees.
All right, tell everybody like your Instagram and shit like that to follow you, you know what I'm saying?
Instagram, made by Gon, G-O-N. Snapchat, softly stunting, no G.
Softly stunting, no G? All right. So you said this summer you got some tees and some hats coming.
Yeah.
Y'all can check him out on his Instagram. Do you be posting anything about your designs and, like, clothes on your Instagram or something like that, on your Snapchat and shit?
Yeah, more on my Snapchat, occasionally on my Instagram.
All right, so y'all be on the lookout for them, man. He aspiring local RVA designer, bro. We got to support everybody, bro. He going to be on his shit.
For real.
And this is for everybody who's listening too, bro. Fuck you if you going to like a picture or you going to ask for something for free, bro. Like, what does that come to? Like,
for real.
Like,
bro.
It costs money and time to make something, bro. So you must well pay for the shit, bro. You can't just be like, yo, that's heat. And want to ask that shit for free, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit ain't going to fly,
yeah,
bro. Like, and that's just real shit. Like, I ain't trying to be ignorant or mean or nothing. Like, that's just real, like, some ethical-ass shit, bro. All right, so I got to call it real quick. All
right, what's up?
Yeah. Yo, 386, you on air, bro. What's up?
Yo, what's happening, man? What y'all doing, man? What's up?
What's up, bro? You got a question, bro?
Man, I got all types of questions for this man. I hear him talk about all these clothes. I want to get a little sneak peek or something, like what's going on. We getting T-shirts, we getting jerseys.
I mean, we got a minute and 30 seconds, bro. Go ahead, Marcus, go ahead.
What I got coming.
You
got to see.
Say this shit already, like.
You got to see.
Bluffing, man. What you mean I got to see, man?
You
I've been waiting too long. Let me get a preview
wait.
On the ground.
Yeah, you'll get a preview tomorrow.
Oh, all right, everybody who hearing this shit.
Hey, yo, we about to be too lit. We getting a preview from the rain. Ooh, you know I've been rocking this hat every day.
Get off my line, bro. All right, we got another
Yeah,
call
shout out my dude, Devin. Shout out my dude, Devin, rocking this OG rain hat.
You got 50 seconds to ask a question, bro.
Yo, what's good, bro? This Quan, bro.
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's good, bro? What's good?
Hey, bro, you listening to shit, bro? You fucks with it, yo.
Yeah, we fucking with you, bro. Me and Clay fucking with you, bro.
Hey, bro, you know I'm going to have you on this bitch one night, too, bro.
No doubt, bro. You know I got you, bro. All
right, bro. Hey, look out for his movie coming out, too. We going to say that for another
hey.
Night, bro. You got to be a whole show for that, bro.
What's up, Jarrell? What you doing, man?
What's up, bro?
Clay from Jodeci in the building, baby.
You on the talk show, bro. You on the talk show, bro.
So I'm on the talk
that,
show.
Bro.
I got four podcast teams, baby.
No. Oh, shit. All right, bro. We ready to be out, though. It's show ready to be over, bro. It's lit, bro. We gone, bro. It ended right, like bro. Zero. All right, so it should have been ended, but you still on the phone since you, like, we on three-way. This should be weird, though, sometimes. Like, I don't know if people still listening to this, but, like, sometimes after they ended, bro, like, it still be dragging on. Like, if you listen to the podcast, you can listen to, like, it'll be, like, the show's supposed to be 30 minutes, but sometimes the podcast be, like, straight 35 minutes, bro, because I be talking afterwards, and they just be, like, it just be on there, bro.
Man. Yeah, this is lit. I ain't gonna knock it. This will go far. No joke.
Yeah. I'm trying, man. I'm trying to interview people. Like, I know right now, for real, only people that's gonna really wanna get like an interview and shit is gonna be people like around here, but I'm trying to get people from like, you know, like Atlanta, like California, like anywhere, bro.
Yeah, I see, I see.
Yeah. But alright, bro. Hey, send me some previews, bro. Fuck it, send me some previews, bro. Cause you know I support.
I got
bro.
You.
Yeah, bro, I got you. All right, bro.
All right, bro. Stay safe.
All right, bro. One love, man.